level for flight following at this time.
An ominous warning from an air traffic controller Sunday morning, just moments before that fateful helicopter crash that took the life of NBA icon Kobe Bryant. Jennifer Homendy of the National Transportation Safety Board said that radar data indicates the helicopter proceeded to climb several hundred meters before taking a left turn and descending, then crashing into the hills north of Los Angeles. In a December 2018 interview on Barstool Sports, Kobe Bryant explained his preference for helicopter air travel.
Traffic started getting really, really bad, right? And I was sitting in traffic, and I wound up missing like a school play because I was sitting in traffic, and this thing just kept mounting. I had to figure out a way where I could still train and focus on the craft, but still not compromise family time.
Now, the crash took the lives of eight other people, including his 13-year-old daughter, Gianna. President Trump's defense team continues making its case to the Senate. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Alan Dershowitz focused yesterday on the historical aspect, saying the Constitution's framers intended to limit the criteria for impeachment
to criminal-type acts akin to treason, bribery,
and not to what Dershowitz called vague and open-ended non-criminal accusations,
such as abuse of power and obstruction of Congress,
the articles on which the House impeached the president. Dershowitz also dismissed allegations from former National Security Advisor John Bolton's upcoming book that the president wanted to keep aid from Ukraine until it committed to investigating Joe Biden, saying even if that's true, it's not impeachable. The president's team will wrap up its case today, and senators will then have time to submit written questions to both sides and may vote late this week on extending the trial by allowing witnesses and documents. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. Well, President Trump has offered China any help needed to combat a deadly outbreak of a coronavirus that has killed 106 people. The latest figures reported by Chinese health officials, including more than 2,700 cases of people being sickened by the virus, with at least 106 people who have died. Cases have also been reported in nearly a dozen other countries now. The World Health Organization says most of those people had a travel history in Wuhan, with several others having contact with someone who traveled there. For more on the WHO and their role in world health emergencies, here's Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva.
In 2019, the World Health Organization and partners have responded to 51 emergencies in more than 40 countries and territories. Executive Director of WHO Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, says the unseen work of sustaining fragile health systems in conflicts and other emergencies does not stop.
In Bangladesh, we work with partners to address the health needs of nearly 1 million Rohingya refugees living in the crowded camps in Cox Bazar. The mortality rate in this highly vulnerable population has remained at low levels.
Ryan says WHO and partners have provided health services to more than 10 million people in Yemen. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
There have been no reported deaths linked to the virus outside of China. Now, at this very hour, right at this very minute, as a matter of fact, President Trump is scheduled to be meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for an announcement regarding the Israeli-Palestinian peace plan. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
Palestinian leaders have rejected the deal as dead on arrival. Asked about how Palestinians feel about the deal, Trump said this.
We think we will ultimately have the support of the Palestinians, but we're going to see. And if we do, it'll be a tremendous tribute to everybody. And if we don't, life goes on.
Palestinian Authority has not had any substantive dealings with the Trump administration since it recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel in December 2017. Cindy Sain, VOA News. The State Department.
Authorities in the Western African nation of Burkina Faso say as many as 30 people were killed in an attack on a village by suspected Islamic extremists late last week. Saturday's attack on the northern village in Soum province occurred days after attacks on two villages killed 32 civilians. The impoverished country has been plagued by attacks by militant forces from neighboring Mali and Niger since 2015. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.